Today is Friday, August 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I needed to sniff right as it was time for me to come in, and I didn't want to restart the recording, so... Oh, now my microphone's making noise. So I'm a busy little beaver today. I have, I know I talked about it. I have a church orchestra and choir retreat. I don't like that they call it a retreat because it's not a retreat. I mean, a retreat would be, you know, I'm going to a spa. I'm being pampered. There are people fanning me and feeding me grapes. And, you know, other various, you know, delivering Diet Mountain Dew at my beck and call. You know, that would be a retreat. This is, and I do enjoy playing my trumpet. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's good. And I'm getting back into playing trumpet, but it's not a retreat. But I do have that, and we have mixed minus tonight as well. So I had decided, or I told Daniel, I'm like, okay, I got this Bartesian for my birthday. And I've been avoiding putting it together and using it because I, you know, my cabinet's not here yet. And I wanted to put everything on the cabinet, have it all arranged. But when the cabinet arrived, it was damaged. You guys have heard that whole story, you know. But I said, you know what, Daniel? I'm going to have my first Bartesian drink live on the air of Mix Minus. I'm going to reserve that content just for Mix Minus. So even though I have, you know, so much going on tonight, I told myself, you know what? I'm going to do it tonight. Because the cabinet's coming in on Monday and we're going to set it up. And then I feel like Mark and I are going to want to have a drink together, you know, and some popcorn and stuff like that. And so I want to go ahead and do it now so that when I get it all set up, Mark and I can watch a movie and, you know, have a cocktail and whatever. Of course, we'll probably have to wait to do it on the weekend because, you know, drinking on a school night. Anyway, so last night, so I had to prepare. I have to prepare so that I'm ready for Mix Minus. And the machine takes, you know, and you don't have to do this, but I want to go all or nothing, all or nothing. So I thought there were four different types of alcohol that it requires, which is tequila, ugh. I don't like tequila, but anyway, regardless, tequila, rum, vodka, and something else, whiskey. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna prepare for this. I'm gonna prepare for Mix Minus. And I said we're gonna go to the liquor store, and we have our favorite liquor store here in town is called Macadoodles. When you go in, and they say, they have a sign that says the friendliest, I don't know, friendliest liquor store around. And they have several locations here, but I don't know if they're just an Arkansas thing or if they're nation. And I could look it up, but I'm not going to Google. Well, you know what? I could Google. You know what? I have plenty of time. I made a time. Let me just Google and see if there are any Macadoodles anywhere else. Well, they're in Missouri. Let's see. I'm going to their homepage right now. It's a you can franchise it. Oh, they're in Missouri, Arkansas. That's it. Missouri and Arkansas. So there you go. And they have, it's very large. They have a wine cellar. They have a cigar box, like a glass room with, I don't know, humidor, whatever you call it. And they have all this, you know, all this alcohol. And you walk in and they say, welcome to Macadoodles. You know, they guarantee that they're going to say, welcome to Macadoodles when you go in. They have to do that. And so we go in. Welcome to Macadoodles. Oh, hi. Thank you. You know. And I think, okay, we're going to get vodka, rum, tequila, and whiskey. Also, I have a recipe for throwing down that has bourbon. And I'm really confused about the difference between bourbon and whiskey. I know there's a difference. Again, I could Google it. But I don't know, because even there are some bottles that say bourbon whiskey. So is it the same thing? Or is it, you know, something can be bourbon whiskey? So what it says here, I just Googled it, and it says, what makes bourbon distinct? Oh, bourbon is a type of whiskey. It has to be at least 51% corn, and then it has to be aged in barrels. That's what it says. But it's a type of whiskey. So someone asked, is Jack Daniels a whiskey or a bourbon? Jack Daniels is not a bourbon. It's a Tennessee whiskey. Anyway, so I needed to get bourbon, and I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, I got to get whiskey, which I'll just get Jack Daniels because, I mean, you know, that's what I know. I know Jack Daniels. The tequila, I got like Don Julio or something. I don't even remember now because the bottle was really fancy. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to get a clear tequila because I don't like tequila. But I thought, well, maybe the clear tequila will be more distilled or something, or not aged in a bottle or in a barrel. And so maybe some of that weird flavor will be gone. That pukey flavor that I don't like. And I looked for my normal vodka that I get is Absolut, just because it's kind of the run of the mill, you know, the Walmart of vodkas, so to speak. But they didn't have a size of Absolut that met my needs. They had a very large one that was way too big. And then they had a teeny tiny one that was way too small. So I found this other one. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was some Norwegian vodka or something. And I liked the bottle. So again, I got it based on the bottle. That's how they get you. They make these alcohols and they probably suck, but they put them in these really fancy bottles and they have a really satisfying noise when you open them and they like bloop, you know, and they make that noise. They squeak when you're pulling out the cork and then they make that bloop noise, you know, like when you're pulling it out. Anyway, so I got that. Got Jack Daniels. I got a Cruzan rum because of St. Thomas. When we went to St. Thomas, you know, apparently Cruzan rum is made in St. Thomas or made in the Virgin Islands. And I thought, well, I should support the U.S. Virgin Islands. Also, that banana daiquiri with Cruzan rum was so good. So I got a bottle of Cruzan rum. Normally, I would have gotten Bacardi, probably. But I decided, you know what? St. Thomas was good to me. I'm going to support them. And I got some airline bottle of bourbon whiskey. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's... It says bourbon on the label, so I'm good. And it's for something that I'm cooking. So I'm like, it's a bourbon chicken. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, and there are whiskey. There's Jack Daniels. You can go to restaurants and they have Jack Daniels chicken, Jack Daniels glazed chicken or whatever. So I assume it's a similar recipe to that. And so I got all my alcohol last night. I forgot one. They also need gin, but if you drink a cocktail that has gin in it, obviously. You don't have to get all these alcohols to have a Bartesian. But the various cocktails will require a particular type of alcohol. So if you want to maximize your cocktail choices, you need to have like all the alcohols, right? I don't think any of the capsules that I bought require gin, but I'm going to go look at them. Most of them look like they're either rum or vodka. But I think I got a margarita, so that would be tequila. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm prepared. So then today at lunch... So I needed to set up the machine before, you know, because I'm recording right now at 4:30. I need to leave here at 5 to get to my orchestra rehearsal. And then when we're done at 9:30, I have to immediately come back home to be ready to record Mix Minus. And I had to ask Daniel if we could start an hour later because I'm, you know, again, I'm not going to be done with my orchestra thing until 9:30. And we normally start at 9 Central, 10 Eastern. But we go until 1 or 2 in the morning normally. So I thought, well, we can start an hour later. I have to go to this rehearsal. And but I need to have everything set up. So I've already put my topics in the Trello. And then during lunch, I started. They have these glass bottles. You have to put the alcohol in the glass bottles that came with the Bartesian. So I unboxed it, washed the bottles during my lunch break. And I put all the alcohol in, closed them up, and I put them in the refrigerator so they'll be cold. I made a jug of water to get that cold because I'm going to bring that up here because you have to put just like a Keurig or something. Oh, man, I'm just bumping my microphone. I'm so sorry. Just like a Keurig, you have to put water in. There's a reservoir for water and a reservoir. And I want cold water as well and cold alcohol. And so I needed to have that ready so I could just bring the bottle up here. I haven't turned on my mini fridge yet because the cabinet hasn't arrived. And for whatever reason, I don't want to turn the mini fridge on sitting directly on the carpet. I want to put it in the cabinet first. So everything's in the fridge downstairs. So when I get home from my rehearsal, I'm going to grab everything from the fridge and run upstairs. And then we'll start recording. So, but I got all of it set up, got all the alcohol in, screwed on all the tops, brought the machine up here, plugged it in, read the instructions. So I think I'm good to go. So tonight, if you, 11 Eastern, if you want to go to pride48.com, you can hear my review and the first drink that I will ever have, the first cocktail that I will ever have made by my Bartesian. So, I'll let everyone know how it is. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.